News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Beginning of the new year, a lot of people are looking at health, wellness, topics like that. We've been doing some interview segments about that, and this morning talking about a free health seminar tonight through Saturday at the Better Living Roseburg Seventh-day Adventist Church. Dr. David DeRose on joining us. He is the presenter. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Hey, it's so great to be with you. So good to be talking about health early this morning.
Yeah, so you are a specialist in internal and preventive medicine, I understand. Been a syndicated radio host, a popular lecturer, published medical researcher, and come from Fort Wayne, Indiana, all the way out to Roseburg. Sounds like the whole idea of helping people achieve better health is something that's pretty important to you.
I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's what we do. I work with a couple of different groups that have an international presence, and community groups like folks in Roseburg said, hey, we're excited about what you're doing. They've read a couple of our books for many years. We had one of the best-selling books on high blood pressure called 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control. And so we're just getting the message out, trying to, you know, turn people's lives around just one lecture at a time, really. It's amazing what can happen in 60 minutes. People's whole perspective can change, and it can make a difference for the rest of their lives.
So what's going to be some of the areas of focus of this three-session event?
Well, we're going to lead off tonight, Thursday at 7 p.m., with a presentation on high blood pressure. So we'll look at 10 different natural strategies, broad strategies, everything from what people think about, like using supplements, to stress management, to, you know, proper dietary strategies for high blood pressure. We see people, we do this in communities in a more intensive way than just an hour. We see people dropping their blood pressure 15 or 20 points, and that's often with decreasing medications. So, I mean, this is really exciting. So we'll be giving an overview of that, giving the high points for this 30-day journey that we'll actually have some of my books there available if people want to pick them up. But we've also got a free program that people can tap into. It's online, so we'll be sharing all of that this evening. Then we'll go from there to Friday night, probably my favorite presentation, and that is I'll be talking with people about the good news about changing health behaviors. I don't know, what is your take on that when someone says good news about changing health habits?
Well, probably, you know, getting out and doing exercise, things like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right on track, but most people's emotional reaction is, hey, this is not good news, because I don't like to do those things. That's why I'm not doing them. And what we're going to talk about is how the brain is designed that we can actually develop new enjoyments. This is really a game changer. I was given a lecture in the Atlanta area last year, and some guy came up to me afterward. I actually did a series like this there, and he said, you know, that lecture, that just changed my perspective. I can actually develop an enjoyment for some of these habits that I've been, you know, resisting for so many years. So, and he actually wrote to me some days afterwards. So these are some, you know, powerful concepts that we'll be going over Thursday and Friday night. Then Saturday night, we're going to be talking about the brain health revolution. And that is really a focus on keeping ourselves cognitively sharp, whatever age we are. So we've got a message that'll resonate with people that are, you know, students as well as folks that are retired and trying to just keep sharp.
One of the points that you make is living sharper, leaner, and longer. What goes into that?
Oh, wow. This is actually the physician talking with me this week, trying to book me out in Tennessee. He's a cardiologist. He said, DeRose, you're the only one I know talking about hemorheology. You're probably having the same reaction. I haven't heard that either. So this topic that we're going to be looking at, it's actually Saturday afternoon at 2:30. And we're not giving it quite as big a billing because it's hard to promote this one. So I'm glad we're talking about it. It's the most fascinating topic. Hemorheology is the science of blood fluidity. And I wrote a book a few years back called The Methuselah Factor. And if people don't know who Methuselah was, they've at least heard the expression as old as Methuselah in ancient Near Eastern literature, you know, the Bible. He's the one who reportedly lived the longest on planet Earth. So I say, hey, we don't know anything about Methuselah's lab work, but You know, if he lived a long time, and I take it at face value, he did, then he had to have good blood fluidity. And we look at the science behind it briefly, and basically what we find is if your microcirculation, if the blood flow through your tiny blood vessels is healthier, you will physically perform better. They've shown this in athletes. You will mentally perform better. You will resist heart disease and stroke. Even if you're a cancer survivor, you're less likely to die from metastatic cancer, at least with certain cancer types, if you have better blood fluidity. So it's an amazing topic. We try to give a quick overview of it and then practical things that people can do to improve their microcirculation. That's 2:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Do people often approach trying to be healthier by going the wrong way?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question, because this is a common scenario. There's so much information out there. And hey, I'm going to be the first to admit we're all biased, okay? I know what things have worked for me and my patients. And maybe there's something even better than that, but you know, that's based on my experience, my literature, and that's the kind of stuff I share. Someone might say, hey, did you miss this? And yeah, I'll go back and look at it. But I come back to that topic of bias, because there's all kinds of commercial biases and other things. And I'm shocked by what's out there. I'm shocked by the questions people ask me. I'm not as accessible as some people would like. I mean, there's only so many calls and emails you can answer, but I do take, you know, blind calls. There's a guy who called me from the Midwest a week or two ago, and he's asking me about one of these things that I was laughing about, one of these AI advertisements with, you know, some obvious, it's not the message that these quote specialists are giving, just some ridiculous claims. And the person's asking me, like, he's an intelligent guy, like, is this really true? You know, is diabetes caused by some blue parasite eating up my pancreas? And I'm saying, and so my point is, if you take that misinformation and apply it, you're going to do all kinds of crazy stuff. You're going to be engaging in habits that are not promoting your optimum health. And over this weekend, we're going to try to straighten the record out. I've got over 30 years of experience helping people change their lifestyles. I've got the literature behind us. We've published studies. We've written books. So we're going to try to distill that all. And if people are readers, we'll have a couple of my books there for sale. But you can pick up my stuff on Amazon or any bookstore.
Are there certain foods you feel like people should avoid if they, at least as a step towards being healthier?
I mean, this is really a powerful question. If there's one dietary change people, I'll answer the question this way. I had given a lecture out in the West Coast, it was California some years ago, and I was back in this area probably 6 or 8 months later, and a guy comes up to me and says, Dr. DeRose, I went to your lecture and it changed my whole life. And, you know, you're thinking, oh, wow, this is why DeRose goes around, you know, because people, life-changing. But then the next words out of his mouth, you know, really stopped me in my tracks. He said, but it was nothing that you said. And I'm thinking, what kind of a crazy guy is this? But he's talking about a graphic I put up. It was a study done of nearly 90,000 people. And basically the simple message of the graphic was just this: eat more plant foods and you lower your risk of chronic disease. Less diabetes, less high blood pressure, particularly in this study. And the guy said that changed his life. And so to your question, this is really probably the most consistent message that's out there. If you want to have better health, just eat more plant foods. Find ways to eat more vegetables and more fruits, more whole grains, more nuts and seeds. So that's a pretty simple message, but it really yields powerful dividends. And for some reason, a lot of people, even though that message has been out there for years, they're trying to gravitate to something else.
Well, the event begins tonight and continues through Saturday. Before we go, how do people get connected with you overall, with kind of links to other resources if they can't make it to one of these events?
Yeah, I would say probably the single best place to go, we've got a couple of different websites. I'll just throw out one of them for you. It's Timeless, like eternal, Timeless Healing Insights.org. So Timeless Healing Insights, plural.org. And probably the best single place to start, person could do it right now if they just want to check us out, is sign up for our free 30 Days to Better Health program. 6 minutes a day. I give simple tips for 30 days, walk people through a pretty comprehensive lifestyle change program. So that's a great place to start, great place to get to know me. You can also contact me through timelesshealinginsights.org.
Dr. David DeRose at the Better Living in Roseburg, Seventh-day Adventist Church, starting tonight, going through Saturday. Doctor, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
All right, 8:41 at the Morning Report.
Hey, Becky here, helping folks make sense of medical...